In fact, sometimes you have suspense hours almost. Say you've got hay, alfalfa, cut. It's ready to bale. You've got to be out there when it's ready, or it'll get too dry. And then when you bale it, it all goes to powder. So you've got to catch it when it's humid, but not wet. 13% moisture if you want to get technical.
How do you tell?
Well, they have moisture meters, but the simple way is to go out there and grab a handful of it, like so, and give it a... And if it breaks, it's dry enough. If it don't break, it's not dry enough.
Okay. That works.
That's the simple way. Now what you can do, like on alfalfa, okay, it's breaking this evening. Maybe you can bale a little while this evening. Or if it's, maybe it's too dry this evening. So you wait till about 3 o'clock in the morning, a little dew. This kind of gives it humidity. And then you can bale to, depending on temperatures, what time of year, all those good things. Maybe 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or something in the morning.
Clever.
So, yes, you do have your suspense times in farming, too. But you know what they are. You manage the operation. You don't have to have some boss telling you, hey, I gotta have this right away.
You sort of know what to expect.
Yes.
Rather than being bossed around all the time.
Right.
Did you have a separate farm from your father's?
Yes.
Or did you start out with him? I mean, you grew up with him, of course.
Well, let's put it this way. Took what money I had earned in the machine shop, and with my father's help, I bought 23 acres, which is this part of this farm. It's just down here next to the drainage. And of course, my father helped me. I used his equipment for a year until I could afford to buy equipment, and then I bought equipment and just built on from there, slowly but surely.
And what did you, what kinds of things did you grow?
Mostly cotton. Here in recent years, I've been in and out of chili and tomatoes, and well, last year I had a pick-it-yourself garden, and have had for, oh, probably, what, 10 years, let people come out, pay for what they pick. And that's fairly good, but there's always those like Dr. Henderson, well, I'd like some black-eyed peas, but I ain't going to come out there and pick them. Well, so you, now Dr. Henderson, I'll say one thing about him. You say, well, this is going to cost you. That's fine, you know. And, but so many people, well, golly Moses, I didn't know it was going to cost me that much. Oh, gee, this, I, well,